Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Petty, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Lug, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, 275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye, and it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Yeah, okay, enough of that, man. Hey, welcome to the jungle, everybody. Saturday night, Grudge Inc. Live. Got a bunch of things I want to get to tonight, man. First of all, I want to start off real quick on a sad note. Kev, our partner in crime and one of the cogs on the round table, they had a death in the family, and I don't know if Kev's going to make it in tonight or not, but... from the show, I know we're big and large, and I can probably say for everybody to send out our condolences to you, Kev, and hope the family is doing good, and Godspeed, brother, and I hope everything's working out for you out there in the Motor City, and hope everything's good. You know, if you need anything, you can give me a holler anytime, brother, anytime. On a lighter note, we got a little bit of activity over here. A couple things I want to give shout-outs to right now. We got this this little baseball team. I don't want to say little because I hate that freaking word. But there's a San Pedro Junior Pirates that they're having a fundraiser tonight. These kids are 10 years old and probably the baddest 10-year-old I've ever seen play. These guys are, and I can't explain. But whatever high school inherits these kids are going to have 4 years of championship. They're well coached, good kids. I got to see them, and I was impressed. And I know I'm going to be trying to snag a few of those kids. I got to be honest. I got to sneak one out, maybe two. But if you're in the San Pedro area, Torrance, wherever listening, it's at Rob and Jamie Lukens' house. And if you don't know them, you can't be from San Pedro. That's it. You know, they're good people. They're tearing it up over there tonight. Wish I was over there. But and if you can't get into play, go over there and just donate some money for these kids, man, because I guarantee they're going to be bringing back a trophy back from Florida. They go down there and kick ass and take names. And Jason, Ty, Lukin, steal all that money, run over to my house real quick. We'll go get ice cream. Hope you guys are having fun over there, guys. This time I want to bring on my boy, Tyson.
How's that, brother? Hey, got it.
Jackson,
who are you yelling at? Oh, what's up, Jay? Who's that?
You out of
131? First of all, I want to give my condolence, love, and
prayers
for Kevin and his family.
Thank you, man.
All I got to say is, cold killer. That's it. Cold killer ain't playing. He just capped 25.
Did he really? Again?
Yep. Wait a minute. I got a lot of noise. Hold on.
And we got a lot of background noise there.
Can you hear me, Taylor?
There you are. Now there I can hear you.
Yeah, he, Cold Killer just ran Tony Myers and played the Gap Band on.
Oh, Lordy.
That's all I can say is Cold Killer. He ain't playing.
Well, he didn't get that nickname just for hanging out. Hey, but listen, man, I need you to sit tight right now because we got some other things we got to get through right now. And,
okay.
There's some things I want to figure out what's going on because I know both of these guys are hardcore racers, and I got to get to the bottom of this. So, hey, put your phone on mute, and you'll
okay.
say what I need, okay? All right, man.
All right, I'm going on mute.
All right. Anthony, is this you? Anthony.
No, it's Martin.
Martin, thank God, man. I'm glad one of you guys called in. Martin, what
oh,
the
I saw,
heck
I saw,
is
I saw
going
the
on,
topic. Man? I saw your topic, Teo. I saw your
I
topic, and
talk to me.
And
man.
I'm actually kind of stuck here at the shop right now because Anthony drove off with my keys. So,
well, he going down to the gas shop.
No, he went home and hit the bottle, and you know, so now he can't drive. So I'm waiting for my girlfriend to come pick me up. To go drop me off to get my keys, but anyway, it just came to my attention. I had no idea that this was going on. You know, I mean, we have our little rivalries and shit, and you know, just something that happens. You know, Chad apparently has been, pretty much going out of his way. To set up a race with one of my cars. I didn't know he had that kind of hard on to race, you know, to race me or CPR as a company or, you know, I mean, just, I guess he's got something to prove. And I talked to him on Facebook and I talked to him on the phone and I was trying to figure out where all this animosity is coming from. Just, you know, it just goes on and on and on and on. Anything that anybody says about anybody else, you know, we start just out of nowhere going at each other's throats. So I was trying to figure out where that's all coming from, and I found out that it's, you know, I'm too focused on other things right now to really pay attention to everything, but it's really mainly this hard-on that Chad has to race with a combination of Anthony being the shit-talker that he is and stirring the pot.
Well, Anthony, no, come on now. Anthony, don't do that shit. Come on. Don't throw him under the bus like that.
Well, you know Anthony. You might know Anthony better than I do. Come on now. You know.
Easy now. Easy. Easy. I don't want this to go in the wrong direction now. But you know what? I was following along reading, and I'm just like, hey, wait a minute, man. Now, I know that you guys are both down to race. I get that, man. And I know that you guys get after it. Man, you guys are talking about going down to the garages and handling business, and I'm just like, whoa. We need to slow our roll here, man. God, you guys starting to sound like me.
Yeah, we don't need to go toe-to-toe just over this thing. And, you know, I mean, I had no idea that, you know, it was just a big shop rivalry like that to see who's got the bigger dick. But I guess that's what it's turned into. You know, I mean, initially all this racing was just racing. You know, I mean, we used to go out, meet up, you know, call out races on the street. Now we're on another level. You know, now we're competing at the track. You know, we're trying to, you know, run a class and go after points and yada, 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 which we all know we don't make money doing that. It's just a big waste of money. The real money's made on the street. So here's where the controversy is going to come into play. Anthony could care less about going to the track and driving at the track. To him, that's boring. I like it. I like going to the track. I like, you know, I like seeing what we could do, you know. That's where we develop, you know, that's where we try to prove to ourselves what we can do, you know, other than the dyno and changing
or
the combination.
The company,
now,
that's
really what's been going on.
Right.
And that's what we're all about, is we're trying different things with the product. And the reality is, you know, what we try on the track, we implement in a whole nother world. You know, I mean, the bulk of our business right now, Teo, is in the off-road world. We build engines for the Baja racers. And, you know, that's kind of, we're taking the information and the experience we get from our drag racing, our cylinder head development, the way the engines are lasting, and we're trying to implement that in the Baja world, because they're a lot more tough on engines. I mean, typically, you know, one engine is going to, you know, I mean, we're building LS7s for these guys that are making about, they're not making a whole lot of power. You know, they don't need the power. They just need it to last, you know, and make it through the race, because a lot of these guys, they don't finish, you know. So, you know, whether they break some suspension parts or engine parts or transmissions or whatever it is, the goal is to finish the race. So, that being said, we've done a lot of cylinder head development, a lot of testing out with cams, you know, trying different things and seeing how the engine reacts. And, you know, we're implementing that information in a whole nother world. So back to the drag racing. Anthony, like I said, he could care less to race at the track. He doesn't have any interest in that. Me, on the other hand, I like racing at the track. It's fun, you know. At the same time, I was just thinking about this today. It's, you know, there's just something about the street. You know, it's like me and Chad got into it where, you know, he's not going to race on the street. His car doesn't work on the street. He says, okay, why am I going to go to the street and go slower? And, you know, he just went on and on and on about how, you know, he's really not interested in street racing. So, you know, I mean, and there are people out there. One, it's, you know, dangerous. Two, you know, I mean, there are streets where, you know, Teo, I mean, we take these things out in the boonies and there's nothing around. The only thing that we're putting in danger is really ourselves. And, you know, who's to take that away from us? If I want to go kill myself, I can go kill myself. You know, I don't need to be locked up in a padded room. There's risks we take. We're grown men. We can take care of ourselves. So that being said, if we're not putting any public in danger, then let us be. Let us do what we love to do.
Yeah, I got you. But let me ask this question now. Do you think you guys are ever going to get after it, you and Chad?
Yeah, I asked Chad which car. I've got so many cars going together right now, and it just so happens that every time we make a change, I'm not happy with it. Like the Z, for example. The Z is on cam number 5 right now, and every time the car's apart, they think we blew it up. We didn't blow it up.
Right.
We're making it better. We're trying different things. We're on cam number 5 right now, and I think this one might actually be a winner. People don't understand. We went from carbureted to fuel injected. We went from a standard 23-degree V8 to a 15, now to a 12-degree V8. We went through a number of different engine combinations. We've had a couple bad parts along the way. You know, we had a block that had an issue with dropping sleeves. And so, yeah, we are definitely going to get after it. My Mustang is finally ready and pretty much dialed in on the fuel injection. We changed that from carbureted to fuel injected. And then during all this, I also have another two projects that I'm working on. One is the Toyota truck, which is a big block Chevy with the big 1432s on it. That one's been having some suspension issues that we're trying to sort out. The other project is a twin turbo Mustang, which is a twin turbo LS Mustang that we were building for X275. And that's also taking a lot of time and effort and money, of course. And then I've got one other Mustang that I think we're going to put together to do some grudge racing with. And that I'm not going to talk about right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, what kind
so
of car is
I've
the grudge
car? I've got a lot on my plate. Huh?
What kind of car is the grudge car you going to do?
It's a notchback Mustang. It's going to be featherweight. Yeah, it's going to be a featherweight, and it's going to be an all-motor car. So anybody that wants to step up, all-motor, we're coming to win.
Okay. We actually there's actually a couple guys back east that are looking for motor cars out here in the rug. And that's what we were telling them last week about Gypsy Mike. And, you know, he's got his all motor car and seeing what they want to do.
So, I mean, are these guys basically unlimited, or is it like a hot street type of setup that they're doing?
These guys just have cars. Their car's just... Some are on 29, some on 28. You know, they got a. Anytime you go to a Grudge Inc. event, there will be a car for you to race. And what I mean by that is that there'll be somebody set up like you. It's not like you're going to go out there and sit all day long. I think when Chad went out there the first time, here's a car that's out there that these guys have zero information on. None.
Is that why they were so hesitant to race them? Or?
I think so. You know, and they saw the car run, so they knew his car was no joke. And so, you know, it's the unknown. You know, we hear about all these guys out here and how they're running, who they're racing, who they're beating. And, you know, we guesstimate how fast their cars are. But they had nothing, no data on Chad. But at the same time, there's a lot of cars that are running these, you know, the Grudge Inc. And and there's cars out there. There's cars out there that will run. I mean, I get calls about you guys all the time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, everybody's kind of horny right now to get us out there. And what they don't understand is we're not going to load up and haul halfway across the country for this type of event. And that's why Chad was telling me that you're going to get something set up in Bakersfield or Vegas. And I'm all in, Teo. I want to let you know. I'll be happy to, you know, be a part of that.
Yeah, we're gonna mess with the guys from the north, from Sacramento and all those guys. And so it's not going to be you and Chad. It's going to be us against them.
Okay, yeah, that's what he was saying.
Yes, it's going to be a shootout between us and them to see who does have the better cars, the north or the south. in California.
So back to Grudge Inc. And us maybe going, start to venture east. What's the closest race that Grudge Inc., which would basically, from my understanding, is run what you brung, hope you brought enough, and line it up some, pretty much pick your race,
Within
reason,
have.
I mean.
Well, of course. They have Nitrous cars. They have motor cars. They have turbo cars. They got some of these guys have pro mods. These guys, they're pretty a pretty big variety of cars. Naturally, you're not going to go race a pro mod, but there'll be somebody out there set up like you, especially for each one of the cars that you have. Now, when we were on the show a few weeks back, DJ Grant was on the line, and he had a buddy of his who's got a Z set up just like you guys, and he's got a turbo. So, are you
talking about what, Crazy Kelly or?
No, this is out in Alabama, the guy.
So this is independent rear suspension Z, or is it tubbed with a 9-inch and all
set up,
that?
No. It's set up just like yours. I believe it's on 8.5, and they want to try your Z.
Oh, I think I know your. It's a turbo car.
Yeah.
Okay, I know who you're talking
I
about.
I forgot what the guy's name is, but he's from Alabama.
Hold on. I think there was. Hold on a second. Turbo.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Kev.
Hey, man. I want to thank everybody, man. I'm out of time right now. I had to bury my cousin. He got killed. But once everybody thinks, and I'm going to try and hang on the show as long as I can. But Martin, I'm glad to hear you on the show, man. I'm just sorry, man. I'm just kind of out of it right now. But I've been sure to see you guys, and Martin, keep it a good work, man. Just keep it a good work. That's all I can tell you.
My condolences to you. I just heard about that, and I'm sorry. My prayers go out to you and your family.
Thank you.
And thanks. Thanks for your guys' support. We're. My focus has been on getting our machine shop up and running, and we just got our engine dyno installed and ready to test that, and we're just focusing on growing the business and building engines at this point. I've been trying to ignore everything that's been going on around me on the streets, and in addition to that, I've just been a little bit out of it. So we're going to get back into the racing scene and get out there and do our thing.
Well, man, God bless you. And hope everything keeps going out. Uncle Larry's on. Uncle Larry checked me.
I know. Okay. I'm getting to this. We're in a conversation, right? I'm going to open up mics in a minute, Kev. I'm just trying to get
Larry.
This stuff
Uncle
put
Larry,
on out
on
here.
Phone.
I know. I can see him.
Okay.
Larry, I'll get to you in a second, babe. Martin, I'll tell you. I think that with this thing with Grudge Inc., getting back to that, it's the way I look at it is that the closest probably would be Texas, but then it's like when you get to Texas, you're right there with Mississippi. Alabama, Georgia. It's just like, then after that, it's just driving a couple of more hours. So it's almost, Texas is the hump. Once you get over Texas, you're probably about 10 hours away from anywhere you want to go.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah.
I think we're going to work on something. Tail does have a connection. We're going to work on something. I don't really want to say the state right now. A little bit north. He's working on it right now. Like I said, I tell everybody, I thank everybody. My cousin got killed, and sorry about that. But we're gonna take that. We seen a show this week, and some guys out. Been running their mouth, and they've been talking about 1, 2, and 3. And I think we all want to invade this particular state. to let these guys know that California, New York, Detroit, Alabama, Texas, you know, we all want to try to come out and do that thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, they started popping off those, you know, since that Street Outlaw show, they've been calling everybody out. So I saw that, and, you know, I mean, they're, you know, just like, you know, it's funny, too, because I had a production company approach us about 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, to do something like they got going on, you know, street racing. And, you know, they came out, they shot their little pilot. I think at the time we just weren't into really putting on some action. We didn't get everybody together. You know, it wouldn't have been.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, I'm sorry. Some guys were calling me from the track, and then I just wanted to, you know. I'm sorry, guys. I wasn't sure I was so long. They trying to get in to let you guys know what's going on at 131.
Yeah,
nice.
That's the other thing too, Cap. Everybody's there's a race. There's actually a Grudge Inc. race tonight. Oh, not Grudge Inc., but I'm sorry. Little Tony's got a race out in Martin, Michigan right now at 131. And they're all getting after it. So everybody's out there tonight. So we'll probably be getting calls in for reports. I don't know if you heard or not, Cap, but Cole Keeler, Gap, Tony Bynes.
Whoa. Well,
yeah,
you know what? I just want to say to everybody, first thing, like I said, I'd like to thank everybody, you know, sending condolences out to me and my family. And just want to let everybody know that the track they at ain't no bullshit track. So, you know, just let everybody know when you come out to 131, that's where I do the ADRL at. And Taylor, you've been there years ago. You know, it's a good track, you know.
Yeah.
They don't play
them
games, so they prep that track. So, if you know, you got away with them old bullshit tracks, but you know that you got to drive.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, sit tight for a second, man, because I'm going to open up some mics on my board.
Hey, Mark, stay on. Go ahead, tell Martin, stay on, man. Stay on.
Yeah, well, I'll be here until I get picked up. Like I said, I'm waiting for my keys.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's for right,
sure,
man.
Dude. This is what they need to hear you. They need to hear you from California.
224-6386 in my flight. Who's this?
What's up, brother? This is Smooth, man. I called you last weekend, man.
Yep, I got a message to him. He's actually was out of town when I sent the message there, and I had to wait for him to call me back.
Right. Well, you know, I'm gonna be.
I guess.
He got in tune. He called one of my. He called one of the guys that was building my motor. But you know, he told him that he's gonna get in touch with me. But he talked to him Tuesday, so you know, I ain't heard from him yet. So maybe he's gonna get in touch with me this week. Or next week or whatever, man. But I'm just trying to get my stuff. I appreciate it. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I definitely put the word out to him.
Yeah, I hope he can get in tune with you. Let's put it like this, because, you know, he could have called me just as well as he could have called my man who did the most. You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
you know, why he called him back and they called me, you know, I don't understand that one whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? But, but check this out. If you get in tune with this dude, you know what I'm saying? Get my shit, man. Call me, man. You know what I'm saying?
I will.
You got my number on the reel.
Yep.
You ain't got to worry about none of that. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm on it.
I appreciate, man. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're out there, man. I mean, that's what, you know what I'm saying, this is really supposed to be about, because a lot of people don't buy their cars from, you know what I'm saying, where they live. You know, I don't have my motor built in Chicago because, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know what you got. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
right.
In your business. So, you know, that was the whole reason for going out of town and doing something. So I appreciate that for sure.
Man, we got an engine builder on here. Martin, you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, Martin, my man had a situation last week. What you think about that?
What happened? What's the nature of the situation there?
Go ahead and talk to him, man.
This what it is, okay? I sent my man some heads, you know what I'm saying? He did the heads, did a great, a remarkable job, you know what I'm saying? He did a manifold, he did a cam check, you know, the whole 9 yards. The situation was this, you know, I started to build a bigger motor. The manifold that I had was, it had a 4100 cinema on it, and I wanted 45. So, you know, all we did was we sent it back. You know, I asked my man, I said, listen, can we send the cam back? Can we exchange the manifold? I'll pay the difference or whatever it is, you know, and blah, blah, blah. My man said, yeah, okay, we can do that, no problem. But he said, we're going to send the cam back to ISTE. You know what I'm saying? They're going to redo the cam, give you a new cam, you know what I'm saying? And to do the manifold ain't going to be no problem. Well, I gave this man my shit back in February. And here it is down in June, in almost July. I still can't raise nothing because the motor's ready, but I don't have the top end. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this dude, he do a lot of work for Engine Masters. You know what I'm saying? He do a lot of work for Chevy Magazine. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that to get to him. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get my stuff, man, so I can get on the strip too. You know what I mean? And that's that. You know? So
I'll put a for you.
Yeah. He said he was out of town.
What's happening is your parts are held up now. You sent the manifold back. They were gonna work with. Was this a custom manifold that was made for you?
Yeah, that's what he do. He do custom manifolds. He do custom heads.
Okay.
I brought him the manifold because I tried to come.
What's the shop's name? What's the shop's name again?
Dr. J Performance, man. Performance Head.
Okay, you know, so it's Bryce. Okay, I know
Bryce.
Who you're talking about. He's out here in California.
I don't mean to put him on blast like that, but you know, it's been too long, man. It don't take that long, and it's like
a
lot of money.
I tried contacting him because somebody said that he had a program for a certain set of heads that I was interested in doing. And just to see what he had available, because here's the situation with Bryce. You know, he's a good guy. They do a lot of port development. Definitely, he's a head porter. I don't know that he makes custom manifolds, but he might be held up in terms of waiting on somebody to do this manifold for him. ISTE, if it's about the cam, ISTE's literally like two blocks away from me. You know, I just went in there the other day and saw old man Ed sitting there smoking his cigar like usual. He's got to be, what, like 96 years old now?
He's up there, man. He's definitely up there.
Yeah, but he's on his game, believe it or not. Ed's definitely an interesting individual. And, you know, I mean, we're lucky to be a couple blocks away, you know, to where I could walk there. So if you need me to go check on your cam, I know Rod. You know, we're in pretty good with the guys over at ISTE.
Well, see, this is the thing. He said that, this is what he said, okay? The cam that he gave me, I sent it back. I asked him, I said, can you exchange this cam for a particular cam combination? My man said, yeah, well, we'll get to ISTE. ISTE's got to make a custom cam. I know for a fact that it don't take no 4 months to make a custom cam. I'm not about to go check into the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man.
Right.
Rod will kick that cam out in about 4 days.
Exactly.
Yeah, the cam's not an issue. I think what's going on is, I mean, look, when you order parts, especially custom parts, there's no exchanges, returns, refunds, nothing. It's yours. You bought it, it's yours. The fact that he's working with you is amazing. You know, instead of saying, you know what, that cam, go ahead and sell it on eBay or do what you got to do with it. We'll make a new cam for your new combination. He took it back. They're going to regrind the cam. Great. They're going to regrind the cam. He's going to charge you a little bit for that. No problem. As far as the intake manifold, I'm trying to understand what's going on. Are you getting a completely different manifold? Was this a custom sheet metal manifold that they built or they had somebody built?
No, it's the Sniper manifold. It's just a Sniper manifold. The first manifold was Edelbrock manifold, okay? That manifold that he has, I have another motor for it. So it's not like I won't get that manifold back. It's just that I was in a rush to get this bigger manifold because this motor was ready. I told him I would buy that manifold back because I got another motor, you know what I'm saying, for another car. So it's not like, you know, Bryce is a good dude. I don't have a problem with him. He is working with me. I understand that. But I'm like at the point where right now, okay, one hand washes the other. It don't take 4 months to take one thing to another. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to port my manifold, it don't take 4 months to do that. I know you're busy. You know what I'm saying? I get that. You know what I'm saying? I know you did something for me, you know what I'm saying, that you probably wouldn't do for nobody else. I'm not dogging him out. He's a good dude. He does good shit. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is I just want my stuff, man. I don't want to wait till August to go racing because it's Chicago. We ain't racing come September, October, November. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to race in April. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I mean, at this point, the only thing you can do is, you know, it's communication. You're locked in. You know, I mean, try to work with the guy. Just tell him, look, you know, whatever it is, you lost my manifold. You know, whatever it might be, just let me know. I'm just trying to go racing. And, I mean, I've called there myself. And, I mean, as a business, I try to do my best. I'm kind of like a one-man band. I've got a couple guys helping me here. But when it comes down to the phones, I got to take the phones, take every call, call the people back, and find out what's going on and stay on top of it. If he's busy porting heads, if he's busy on that stuff, I noticed that I had to leave a couple different messages. You know, to get a call a week later. So that might be the situation you're running into with that particular individual.
Right.
Hello?
Hey, Phil.
Hello?
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 Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dale, they're shaking bait.
What's going on,
baby? What's going on, fellas, man? We down here at Martin, Michigan, dog. We having a ball. You talking people wall to wall. Races everywhere. We about to get a race on now. I know that's too large for y'all to hear, but, man, we about to race in a minute.
Woo! What's
Melvin racing? Man. It's too noisy out here for me to hear. I gotta walk away.
Hey, Shake, who's Melvin racing?
Melvin's supposed to be racing Dunye and Aaron and Three Love.
Hey.
Man, there's so many people out here. It's crazy, dude. I mean, it's full. It started out raining earlier, but now it cleared up, and man, it's a nice day. Man, y'all.
Well, you tell Melvin he better call in after that first race.
Tell him what?
Tell him to call in after he gets done with that first race.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Hey,
about to get too noisy. I can't hear him now. I'm going to go on mute.
Okay.
Hello? Martin, you still on line?
Yeah.
Hey,
Tail. Hey, Tail.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Uncle Larry.
Man, it's going on down here, man. Cold Killer, man. Cold Killer is a force to be reckoned with, man. You know, Cold Killer is, man, he got the man down there. And Wayne won, too. Wayne beat the prime time champ, too. You know, that's too good.
Who drove Wayne's car?
I don't know who drove his car. What I do, I get away from the crowd and I go sit down on the other end where they come through at. And
yes,
I get a chance to, you know, to get away from the crowd. I get a chance to just see the race because I can see it from the beginning to the end when I go down that way. But, man, y'all talk about some, there's so many cars here, man, and people and, oh man, look and Lil Tony and them.
Lil Tony and them.
He said the whole track. You know, it's just been a lot of fun. It ain't been no arguing. It's just been drag racing. It's been a thing. It's really nice, and he treated grudging people real nice down here. I didn't know the meaning of the shirts that they had on or anything as far as the grudging man with this circle or something drawn through it. I don't know what that means, but I do know this much.
Oh, that means
all
that
good.
Means no. That means, you know what that means? That means like no grudge ink. So it's a circle and a line through it.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's eliminated because it is some grudge ink because. Cold Killer and Wayne, and they stood up, man, you know. And Melvin is getting ready to run about four or five races. He's going to run Dunye, I think Three Lug. He's going to run about four different people, you know.
Right.
But I made it down here, and I've been here for quite some time now. And I really ain't
Did
enjoyed Kimo, myself.
Did Kimo make it down?
I haven't saw Kimo.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to apologize to you, man. I had a death in the family, so I wanted to let you know that everything's good. I'm out of town, so I couldn't make it. But I wanted to thank you for, contacting me on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we do, man. That's what it's all about, man. I keep saying this over and over, and a lot of people, some of them get the meaning, and a lot of them don't get the meaning, man. But it's very important, man, that we stay focused on what we're doing, man, because what we're doing, we're enjoying our lives, and that's why I say it's not personal. All my personal shit, I left at home when I left home. I come down here to enjoy myself, man, and I have really, really, and truly enjoyed myself, man, because Grudge Inc. has stood up again, man, and everybody talking about what's going to happen to Grudge Inc. and this and that, but see, one thing about me, I don't bite my tongue. I say what I got to say, and Grudge Inc. has stood up again, and I like that because that's what it's all about, man, But it has been so much fun getting to meet these guys, man, and so far and so on, I didn't have myself a ball, man. I really have.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah,
Martin. Yeah.
They got a Grudge Inc. race in July in Chicago. Well, it's not Chicago. They're going to have it in, I think it's July 29th or 28th or something like that.
You talking about in Morocco, Indiana?
Yeah,
Morocco, Indiana. Yeah.
If you don't have nothing on your books, or anything like that, maybe we should get some tickets and fly out there so you can see what. We just fly.
Tao, I would love to. July. You probably don't know this, but I'm expecting a baby girl coming up July 1st.
Oh,
so I think
congratulations, man.
Yeah, she's any minute now. I mean, she's my girlfriend's, 38 weeks pregnant, so got my firstborn coming, and I think, the whole first month of July, I'm just going to take some time and enjoy the baby and spend time with the old lady at home. And but I think for the next race, I mean, we'll definitely get out there.
There's a bunch of them that are going to be out, that they
have.
We'll
have more races tomorrow for you to come out to.
Oh, yeah, they have them, almost every weekend. Definitely every month.
But we'll have to get out there, Tao. We'll definitely have to – you'll have to show me what's up.
Yeah.
Martin,
Martin.
Like Tao just told you, man, come on out and see when the race is. Like you said, just fly in and just walk around and meet everybody and you'll see what's going on if you get a feeling for it. But, the race they got tonight, man, it was a beautiful thing, And Uncle Larry is like, people try to say bad things about Uncle Larry, but Uncle Larry loves everybody. He just wants to see racing,
Yeah.
And that Beers race, that race that Beers have every year, man, I mean, Grudge Inc. everywhere, man, everywhere,
Yeah.
And they got the facility, to hold the people, man. But I like what Grudge Inc. is doing, man. I go and I see other races and support other people. I'm here with Big Drag and Leroy and quite a few of the other guys from Grudge Inc., man, we're going to stand behind and we're going to support what Big Drag has done. We're supporting what Cold Killer done and we're supporting what Wayne done, and that's what we're supposed to do. We want to make this thing turn out to let people know that even though they're from another group, Grudge Inc. is a very honorable thing, and the most important thing about it is that what people don't understand is that we don't have any personal endeavors with anybody, man. We want to race. We don't want to go through all this other stuff, If that's what they want to do, sometimes we get caught up in it, a little this, a little that. But, man, this is – I didn't have myself a ball, Tao, believe me.
Yeah. Hey,
I got a ball.
Hey, Tao, quick question. Uncle Larry, did Mr. Willie and Big Drag run tonight?
No, Mr. Willie is saying – something happened to one of his rock arms or something, but You know, you never can tell when something's really wrong with somebody's car, but, man, I wanted to see that race, man.
I got a 4:30
this morning, man, so I could be here.
So basically what you're saying is Mr. Willie Dunn fell off his rocker. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to clarify for the people out of California. That's all.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Sweet Willie tonight?
Yes, I just left Sweet Willie, and he's trying to.
Okay. He's in Congito tonight, isn't he?
No, he's been entertaining ever since he's been here.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well, tell Sweet Willie to call
in
the show so we can talk to Sweet Willie.
I sure will. Just, the crowd is so big, man. It's just hard to find him. Yeah,
Jill. Larry, who is Melvin in the lanes with right now? Is he in there with Three Lug?
Let me see. Do I see Three Lug now? No, I don't see Three Lug's car yet. I don't see his car yet. Let's see. It's so many cars here, Dale. And it's so many people, man.
So bigger than Lima?
Yeah.
Ooh, wee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
I mean, the cars that's here is race cars. The cars are not just, you know, the people, how they drive in and put their cars. These are race cars, man. There's a lot of cars here, man. This thing might go on until about 4 o'clock in the morning, man.
Oh, Lordy. Hey, is little Tony races locked in?
I don't know. Lil Tony has been so busy until he really didn't have anything to say. But other than that, hey, man, y'all go get y'all something to eat, man. I got to get over here and take care of this and take care of that. You know, he's been real busy, him and Number One Slouch, so.
Oh, yeah, man. They're probably bouncing all over the place right now, man.
Oh, man. Number One Slouch ain't been in the bed 2 days, man.
Oh.
Yeah. 2 whole days.
Well, you know, it's, I mean, God, they've been planning this.
Hold on, 1 second, I think this is Mississippi Joe. Hold on.
All right. Mark, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, man, these things, man, they get hopping.
Yeah.
You know, when we went to Lena.
Yeah, I was just looking at the schedule right now. I'm sorry to cut you off, but let's see here. Yeah, Dallas, Texas, August 17th. I'm sure that's going to be a scorcher. Maybe we'll try to make one of the Texas events either in August or December. And then they were saying that they might invade another town. I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Just keep me posted,
you know, and hopefully we have all our cars together. We're gonna go in and put together a car just to go race these guys out of Murder Nova and Boosted GT.
Yeah.
Where those guys? Hey, Martin. Where those guys out of?
Well, they're I guess Boosted GT is out of Texas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Fort Worth. And then
hey guys, I got just Martin. Hey, Teo, can I get like 2 minutes with Martin?
Wait, hold on one second. Wait a minute. We got a new ringleader coming in right now. Chad.
What's happening?
Cousin Chad. What's up, cousin Chad?
Oh, shit. Those boys of Murder Nova and Boosted GT are out of Oklahoma.
I thought Boosted GT was out of Dallas Fort Worth.
Hey, Chad. Hey, Chad and Martin, can I get
hold
like
on,
1 minute?
Hold on.
And Teo, I seen a show tonight, and I want to say this. Guys, I'm sitting in a motel out here down by Kentucky. Did you guys watch this show? Did you guys actually watch the show? It's called Street Outlaws.
I didn't see it. I just heard about it.
Okay.
I saw the second part. This is what we're talking about. This is I saw the second part of the show, and I was telling Teo and the guys that, I don't know if you remember, Chad, but about 4 or 5 months ago, we were approached to do a show like this, and then I actually just emailed the production company that was going to do it with us, and I said, hey, what's going on, man? The guys in Oklahoma City beat us to it. Now we got to get a nationwide thing going for us to answer back, because they claim they're the fastest. We claim we're the fastest. Well, we got to get something going. This could get interesting, you know. And the bottom line is the first little thing we did for National Geographic, you know, they didn't pay us anything for it. It was just blood, sweat, and tears for everybody. You know, we kind of made a fools of out of ourselves just because they were pushing us and, you know, threw us off our game. But I think it's time that we get paid for it. Now, I'm pretty sure those guys got paid for it because they're running a series. You know, well, what we did was a complete documentary for free.
Hey, Martin,
let me ask you this. Wait, hold on, Kev, hold on. Martin, let me ask you this question. Could we get that, those people to get a hold of Jay Barnes? Jay Barnes is the president of Grudge Inc. Do you think they want to do something with the producer that you were talking about, or the production company?
Oh, yeah, it's a big production, Teo. It's, it's the guys that do, you know, Overhauling and they do big shows, so
no, what I mean
the president of the company came down here to check out the shop, and then they were going to shoot a pilot or whatever, and then they lost interest or whatever it is.
Hey, Martin,
I think the big reason they didn't do it.
Hey, Martin, and we got
Kevin
on the phone. How do you guys feel about
Let them finish. Go ahead,
Jack. Oh, I was just saying, I think the main reason why they didn't do that show in California was because they couldn't get the cities on board to let them host this shit on the street.
Right.
Yeah, they couldn't pay the cities enough money. Where in states like Oklahoma, they shut down the streets every year anyways and do street racing on the street. So, you know, the cities were on board with it, whereas in California, everybody wants to sue everybody, so nobody can.
None of the cities are trying to give
a show like that.
Well, here's the thing, Chad. They came in talking big game, like they were going to close down the streets, and they shut down, Mulholland Drive for a street scene, and, you know, like these guys came in talking the big game that they were able to do all this, but maybe you're right. Maybe that's why they just they choked, and let's face it. The city of Los Angeles is greedy, and every city around is so greedy, and they milk Hollywood for everything it's worth. And you know, small production companies or even big production companies have to spend big bucks in order to get stuff like that off. And I think you're right. I think it's a lot easier to get it done, you know, in other places. See, what Nat Geo did, that was completely illegal. They didn't shut anything down. That was real. What we did was real. None of that was staged.
Right. Well, what you guys did, that was my take on it. I was trying to get a tail off on that one.
Hold on a sec, Kev. Now, Martin, we got a thing where now we have a mayor who is supportive of, I don't want to say a street racing, but opening up a track. Okay? Now we have somebody on board with us. The thing that I'm talking about doing was this production company, would they pony up money for us to do this?
Well,
or is that
I mean,
we have to finance out of our pocket?
Well, I mean, I guess it all depends on what they're talking about, you know what I mean? The reality is we could go and we could shoot a show on the street ourselves and get the production company to, edit it or whatever, and it'll be our answer back, you know? But I don't know. I guess it all depends on how many people really have interest in doing something like this and if it's something that the rest of the nation is interested in seeing, you know?
Pina, come in.
Now, what about this? What about if we were trying to get a permit? You know how you get a permit for a block party?
Yeah.
Right.
You get a permit, block off the roads, they're blocked off that day, and we have access to some K-rails.
Could we get that to fly?
I don't know, Tail. Well, we could try
the,
it.
The thing with that, Tail, the thing with that is, have you guys ever watched that guy who does that thing on the Sturgis where he insures things to hope things work for his biker gang?
Yeah.
I think, to me personally, I just think that it's going to become an insurance deal. Because you guys in California, it's not nothing cheap in California. Let's just say that. Okay, let's get that straight now. Nothing cheap in California. And I just think that maybe just my personal opinion that, like, it's like Martin said, everyone wants to stick their finger in it instead of everyone having a good time. You know, it could be a politician, it could be the average Joe. Don't stick their finger, you know.
What I'm saying is this, though. What I'm saying is this. There's a place that we can do this to have a test. It would take a month. We have to rent the place out for a month. And to rent that whole place out for a month, well, what they're going to charge you for each day, just to rent it out, is going to be $12,000.
Right. Hey, Tao.
That's $12,000. For $12,000, that's what's going to cost for you to rent the place out. Then, getting the lights. You know, putting rubber down, getting the lanes prepped. So it can be done for a one-day event, and you open up that. I'm getting too much background noise. And you open up that track for everybody.
Okay, let's not mention background noise.
It can be done.
There was a guy on the show named Flip. They just said in memory of him, I don't know if he passed away or what. But as Martin said earlier, you know, like to know about this family and hope that everything was okay. They did not get on the show. Say, you know, just said in memory of Flip. So, you know, they just hope and pray that he was okay. But all I was trying to say was about the show. The thing I didn't like about it was, okay, you know, you guys got cars out there, you got high horsepower cars, you know, why do you guys test some cars in the street? You know, you go test that track. I've seen Martin do it on the internet, you know. I've seen him do it. You know, only I've seen those guys.
The reason why we do all of our stuff on the street is because there's no tracks out here we can really go to outside of Irwindale, but the streets are our tracks right now. That's just how it is. That's just how it is out here.
Tao, explain them when you came out here to Michigan and you raced at one time and you grudge raced and you like, oh yeah, Taylor was fucking ass.
So
what? You was out here kicking ass.
You're going in and out. I can't hear you.
I said you were out here kicking ass.
Oh yeah, well that track was a great track. I mean, that was a hard hooking track.
But, Tao, is that like, I'm just going to ask you a question, your personal opinion. Was that the first time you seen a track with Dick grudge racing? I mean, you know, you experienced it because when you came in the race, but you didn't know they had a grudge racing. One guy came, he said, you from California, I'm going to fuck you up. And you was like, dude,
that's the first time I saw cars like that run, hook, and go that fast that were just, they didn't even look like street cars or race cars or nothing like that. Because out here, a lot of our cars, we don't have paint jobs. And everything back there was beautiful.
But, Taylor, can I ask a question to you, man? Did you come out here and kick ass?
I did. I even took a few names.
I believe. That man came and represented.
I believe I even skinned a redneck's ass out there, too, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah, well, you know Cameron got his dick thing. You stuck your dick in his ass.
But,
he didn't have anything, man. He was being nice to him all day. He wanted to jump, because it's first I was supposed to race him. And he kept jumping his ass. He kept jumping your ass like, look, dude, just, you know, I'm just out here having a good time with me and having a good time with everybody. And you did. You walked around, everybody loved you. And everybody was having a good time with you. And this man just kept talking shit, and we were sitting there, me and Joe sitting there, I said, gentlemen, just running, man. contest. I mean, I'm not going to get, you know, I'm trying to come a good time. That's the tell.
Yeah, me, you're going in and out, Jeff. I can barely hear you, man. You're cutting in and out.
I said, I told you to whoop his ass.
Oh.
Did you hear me? And when he kept talking shit to you about racing that day, I said, man, this guy's from California. He's having a good time. He's having a good time. He said, I want to whoop his ass. That's all right. We'll get money. And when he ran you, man, tail fucked his ass up. He was like, oh, no, run again. I told Tail, put your car in the trailer, man. Fuck it. You doing things.
We were all over
his car in the trailer.
Well,
because when Tail ran, it was doing on the track. And when Tail ran, man, he fucking
cars
over the track. And Tail
stole
his ass. But he
couldn't take it out. It was fun. That's why I like racing out there with all you guys, man. I had a lot of fun out there in Detroit. But, you know...
That's what we're trying to say, Martin, is that if you come out, man, you have a good time. When we come out, we don't have a good time out there. We come out there, we have a good time with you guys.
You know, Martin, I think that if those guys got hooked up, those producers, with Jay Barnes, he owns the track. He owns the zoo in Macon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by him having a track and being a track owner, he can give them more background on what it is that we do and all that good stuff to get something out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as far as that show, I don't know how everybody else feels about it. There's mixed emotions and, us car guys, we're all for it, whether it's staged or not. I mean, I'm sure they got their thing going on and they got to put on a show, obviously make it entertaining. But at the same time, I think that what they're doing really is going to open the door to, hopefully the real deal. I mean, that's what we're all hoping for. And I think the only way we could really get something like that off is, like you said, it's private land and that's it. You know, pretty much either at a track or, you know. But, you know, at the same time, people want that the chase, you know, the cat and mouse game. So, I don't know, man. You know, I mean, we're not sitting here. We're not producers. We just do what we do, and we kind of sit back and start critiquing and analyzing. And you know, I'm excited about. You know, they pretty much they called everybody out with that show. Hey, we're the fastest. Come and get us. So naturally, we're gonna do what we do, and we're gonna answer that call. I'm on board.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. We'll get that thing going with the, because I forgot who it was that Chad, I think Chad talked to. It wasn't Kelly. It was the other one. Man, I can't think of what his name is now. Who's the other guy up there who's got a fast car from Sacramento?
I think it is Kelly. Kelbo?
I know. No, there's another name. And the chat dropped off. I'm trying to think of what the guy's name was that Chad talks to. I've talked to Kelly a couple times, you know, about the stuff, you know, going back east. And he wants to go. But
yeah.
I just can't think of the guy's name. I can't think of what the dude's name was, man. Shit.
Yeah. It'll come to you. No big deal. I mean, but the thing is, ever since the L.A. Street Racer show went, you know, hit the air, those guys from back east have been just calling everybody from out west out, you know, and it's like, oh, yeah, come to us. And Chad went, and if I had the resources at the time, I would have gone. You know, I mean, we're down to travel. It's just, why aren't they going to come out here? It's like, doesn't matter, you know?
Well, see, the thing is, and I'll tell you, in my perspective on it is this. The reason why I travel, because I want to go in their backyard. I want to kick their back door in. I want to steal something for them, and then I want to come back to California.
Hey.
And if they want it, come out here and get it.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's my mentality. You know me, man. I'm stupid like that. But that's you know, and then if we go back there, and if we go back there and they talk shit and they bow out, then when I get on my show Saturday night the next weekend, I blow them up.
Martin.
I blow them up and just talk trash to them. So, you
know,
it's but, you know, these guys, I mean, they're all, what we do, Martin, as far as street racing and stuff like that, we're all the same breed. We're all the same. We just do it in different cars or have different ways of saying it, but it's all the same. And for them, it's just the unknowns. They don't know what we have, you know, what's going on. We know. That's why I don't do the YouTube stuff. I never want no one to know what I'm doing with my car.
That's right. That's right. Hey, I'm gonna go mute for a while. I got some guys here in my office, Teo. But by all means, I'll be still here. I'll be here listening in. I'm just gonna put it on mute just to see what's going on with these guys. Just came in for a second, and I'll be right back on with you until my girlfriend comes to pick me up. So you guys carry on, and let's get something going on this thing. All right.
Oh, we're working on that. All right, Martin. Kev, you still there? Kev, go on mute. Larry, are you there? Jake, you there? Hey, Jake, you there? Man, I think I done lost everybody. Uncle Larry, Kev's gone. Well, anyway, they're at 131 in Martin, Michigan tonight, and they are just tearing it up out there.
Hey, okay, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Where'd
I'm here,
you go?
George. I'm here.
Yeah, man. You going to come out for this?
Yeah, okay. Give me 1 second. I'll come to the channel. Give me 1 second.
Hey, what you doing?
It's me, man. I'm, you know.
I want to. Hey, do you know? Have you talked to Sleep? Have you talked to Sleep at all? Do you know if he's out there?
No, sleeping over there, sleeping in Alabama. He didn't make it home. It's like 14 hours from now.
Yeah, he's working hard, man. All the work that he's doing, man. That truck should be sprouting wings. The way that bad boy is going to be flying. I got to get with him, too, man. I got to figure out when I got to book my flight to come down there when he takes that car out to the track. See what kind of madness that thing's going to bring. Probably a ton. You never know. But I know all the people in Chicago right now are probably excited about the Blackhawks beating up on my Kings at Stanley Cup. Probably got a bigger kick out of them beating up on Detroit, so I guess I can't really comment too much on that. But hopefully we're going to be getting some reports in because I know Melvin just wondered if his race went off right now or not. He's got a full plate tangling with all these guys. I don't know why he's going after Donnier. I thought he'd keep it a little bit smaller, but Melvin ain't backing down, man. Melvin ain't going to back down for nobody. See if we can get Jake and Bake back on the line. Jake, you there? Jake. Well, someone's getting ready to go. Let's see who this is.
Where you at, Mo?
Hey, you there? Jake. Shake, can you hear me?
Press the button and then talk. I'm gonna operate. We in NASCAR.
Jake.
I'm on my way back up.
Jake. Having too good of a time out there, man. Let me try one more time. We'll try and get a hold of him. Shake and bake. You there? I think Shake done out to lunch. He can't hear his own phone ringing.